You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, November 12th, 2018, week 266. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it is Destiny Pizza time. We are Destiny Pizza. I've felt like it was misleading. It's confusing a little bit.
It's Destiny Pizza time? Is that a new pizza time?
What's that
Ninja
song?
Turtles say.
It's something time. It's do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
It's Howdy Doody time.
Howdy Doody time.
Howdy Doody time. The only reason I know that is because of Back to the Future 3.
Yeah.
And that's the beginning scene. It's like he's waking up in his house and that plays.
That's gonna be an interesting podcast. Whenever we do these late night, late Saturday night recording sessions, it's always weird.
They get very loopy.
Yeah, because I had a full day today of living life, and I had so many things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, I just drank so much coffee.
Yeah.
And today, I didn't.
Yeah, so you don't have the same energy, and you did more today.
Yeah. But you survived today.
Yeah, I survived many things from up north.
Yeah, there's a fire raging in Mike.
Fire raging.
Shooting's going on. The fire and flames to record this podcast. I drove Dragon Force song.
Exactly, that's what it was about. They knew the future. So I had to drive through it all.
Anyways, our thoughts are with the fire people.
Yeah,
people NorCal fighting
and
fires.
SoCal at the same time.
Yeah, people fighting fires, people surviving fires. All that. If you're new to the podcast, we've been doing it for a while, 266 episodes, but,
that's when I jump into podcasts. You don't do that?
I do sometimes.
Who's gone 266?
Weeks.
That's guys I want to stick with.
How likely are you to start listening to a podcast and go back to episode one?
It depends what kind of podcast. Some are too current, but it's like.
Yeah.
They talk about current stuff. You can't really do that.
Yeah.
But some you're like so, like, you like so much that you'll do it.
Yeah, like Tom, Steve, Dave.
Yeah. Because I wasn't, you even weren't at the first episode.
I was pretty early on, though.
But, then later I got into it, and then, I went back for that. That's pretty listenable way back then. I feel like nowadays it's even more topical than it used to be.
I think if you go back, it's pretty topical.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. It could be misremembering.
Anyways, 5 episodes a week, Monday through Friday. Mondays, we talk about superhero and Star Wars news. Tuesdays, the leftovers, where we talk about all other news. Wednesday, you get some WeViewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Thursday, you get America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. Mike tries to guess who they are based off their IMDb trivia and then tells me their age and height. And highest grossing box office film, if he can.
That's the key.
Then we do This Week in Movies and Now, where we talk about movies coming out this week. And then Trailer Talk, where we talk about trailers we saw. Then Friday comes around, we do Netflix recommendations. And Freestyle Friday, where we talk about whatever we want. Throughout the week, we tell you what's new on Netflix that day. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
The election is over.
Yes, for some places, they're still doing a recount in Florida
They're still counting ballots in Orange County.
It's
crazy. You can go to the website, and they tell you how many ballots are left to count.
Yeah.
By their estimation. As of recording, they updated it, probably, because they update it at 5 every day.
Yeah.
It's like over 300,000 ballots.
But they still have stuff to be decided, or?
Yeah, our representative, Mimi Walters versus Katie Porter, Mimi Walters was considered the winner on Tuesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. That's what I thought, yeah.
And then her lead has been decreasing every day. Mm. So they say Katie Porter's going to win. Let's see, what is this?
So it's write-in ballots,
how many ballots left to count? Well, because if you do a mail-in ballot, it just has to be postmarked on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So they had until Friday to get them to receive them.
Yeah, exactly.
Estimated left to count 330,000 ballots. Jeez. That's only in Orange County.
Yeah. That's crazy. My brother was telling me there's one county in Tennessee that had like 0% counted or something. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
They're just like...
We'll get to it.
Yeah, eventually. We'll count the bigger areas first and then go to the smaller ones.
It's crazy because of like that. And then like, did you hear about like how the design of Florida's ballot like screwed over? Was who's running for Senate?
In Florida?
It screwed up the Senate vote because... Like, I guess there's instructions on the left-hand column, like, because it's, like, three columns of people to vote for.
Yeah.
The first column was instructions, then one tiny question on who to vote for in senators. And then the top one after that is governor. So, you could tell that it was screwed up because people voted for the governor, but they just totally skipped voting for senator.
Mm-hmm.
And then some places, it's, like, 4% of the county voted for senator.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
4% of the people who voted for senator.
Yeah. Which is a pretty big one that people would vote for that they would know.
Yeah.
Like, there's the smaller offices, sure, some people don't know anything about those people, but people know the Senate and the governors and all that. So that's crazy.
But Beto O'Rourke lost.
Yep.
Which means Texas is still Texas.
Yep.
But they say people who were born in Texas, if you look at people... Which, I mean, is a stupid way to look at a statistic, but it's
Texans. Yeah, who cares
Texans,
where you're born?
Yeah, Texans like, born in Texas.
Okay, Texans.
Well. A majority of them voted for Beto.
Okay.
But their voice doesn't matter any more than any other person who lives in Texas.
Obviously, yeah. And then, whoever lives there, it doesn't matter if you were born there.
And then Sessions was forcibly resigned.
Yep.
Well, he resigned at the president's request.
Yep.
It's a crazy time in American history.
Yep.
Trump canceled World War I memorial visit because of light rain.
Oh, wow. Huh. That's a good reason, right?
He's like in France.
Is he ever going to get that parade?
On the 100th anniversary of like the end of World War I.
Yeah.
And he said, nah, dog, it's raining.
Wow. Weird. I didn't even hear that. Well, I'm not the barometer.
Yeah, you've been kind of busy.
Doesn't reach me.
But yeah, it's crazy. So then all these leaders closed their umbrella and stuff. And then people are like, well, Trump doesn't even know how to use an umbrella. And I was like, what are they referencing? And then I saw the video of Trump going up to Air Force One with an umbrella. And then he enters it and he just puts it down on the ground. Like, open.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't even collapse it.
He didn't even close it. And you're like, whoa.
He's got a guy for that.
This guy is in charge of our weapons, and he's the top of our military. Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always the scariest thing to me.
Yeah, this guy who's like so superficial.
In charge of the military. Like, they don't talk about that enough, I don't think.
In general, like when you're voting.
Yeah, they're
for
always
the president,
like,
they should be like, oh, the president, head of the executive branch. They should be like
that
commander in chief.
The guy who could just, Well, I think. People hear that term, but they don't think about it. They don't go like, this guy could destroy the world literally with weapons.
Yeah. Like, we have an awesome army.
It doesn't, yeah.
So, anyways, you didn't come here for that political talk.
No. Nope.
Some of us Hollywood liberals, as people like to refer to us as, I guess. I don't know. If you refer to us as Hollywood liberals, let us know. wear that as a badge of honor. But yeah. Let's get into the superhero movie news. Once Upon a Deadpool, the PG-13 version of Deadpool 2 has been titled. We don't know if it's just Deadpool 2. It might be Deadpool 1 and 2 together.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's like a quick recap of 1 goes right into 2. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't really know. We don't really know.
But apparently it was shot in one day.
Makes sense.
We got a poster for it. Did you see the poster?
I did see the poster.
It was
very cool.
Princess Bride with the unicorn.
I love the embracing of Fred Savage.
Yeah.
But I do feel like once we see a trailer, we'll be like, okay. Like, that's... We pretty much saw all the new stuff because they're just going to give us that framing device and be like, oh, that's all I kind
of
want to see.
I wonder how much of it...
Yeah.
It could only be like 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's that long.
And how long is Deadpool 2 runtime?
It's a long movie. I think it's under 2 hours. Well, I mean, I guess that's not that long then for superhero movies, but for Deadpool, like
it's 2 hours on the dot.
2 hours. Like, how long's the first one? I think the first one's only like an hour.
Hour 50.
Oh, it's really? It's only. I thought. Really? Yeah. Okay. I was convinced Deadpool 2 was like under an hour and a half. I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah. It's a long. If you go back and watch it, it's a.
Okay. I think the first time I watched it, I was like, man, that was quick. That's because I'm used to 2.5 hour superhero, like
Marvel
superhero movies. And I'm like, oh. Like any movie. Like Justice DC League. Movies, like 3 hours.
Yeah. Logan.
Yeah. Like that's like 150 is probably one of the shortest superhero movies in a while, I would say.
Yeah, because Avengers was 240. Even Incredibles 2, 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was the longest Pixar movie ever.
Felt like it. Not really. Cars 3.
Yeah, Pixar, that's weird for an anime. Like, that's got to be the longest animated movie ever, no? I don't know. No, they probably have.
No, there's probably some weird
French. There's probably some weird one, but like, for how successful. Ratio to success.
Oh, it was an Indian movie. Shout out to Indian people.
All right, sweet.
2 hours and 50 minutes.
Going longer, yeah.
And then anime movies.
Yeah, I knew it'd be something like that. But like ratio from length to box office. Although maybe they're successful around the world. But.
You're talking about like the. Huge population, Mike.
True.
A billion people.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of America's OCD culture, not maybe the world. ADD. Does the world? Oh, yeah. Well, ADD.
Oh, Kimchi Warrior 2D Feast of Fury. I didn't know this was a movie. I always saw it in BCD. Oh, it's an anime. I don't know. 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Damn.
Those are all American people.
What was it like?
I thought it was Korean.
Was it English?
It's in English, yeah. And Korean. Filmed
like
in Hollywood.
The same movie or like two versions?
I think it's in the same movie. Interesting. Anyways, yeah, so that's happening. Avengers 4 is apparently currently at a 3 hour long runtime, according to Joe Russo. And you, if you're tuning in right now, this is the Runtime Podcast.
We got to say the runtimes of movies.
Oh, I mean, runtimes.
Really good
perspective. Running through my mind.
I hope it stays 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this.
That seems like a good. If I cut down Avengers 4 to 3 hours, I'd be like, I'm happy with this.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job of cutting down because I'm sure there's a lot of footage, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because you have to redo the last 10 years of movies.
Yeah. You got to Yeah, I don't know how they can fit what they're fitting into this movie.
Yeah, because I rewatched Ant-Man and the Wasp last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Janet says specifically, like, be careful for the time vortexes.
Yes. Yes. So Scott's going traveling future of the past somewhere.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So
definitely, you got so much in. Boggles the mind how they do this stuff.
Yeah, maybe we get sucked into the time vortex as an audience.
Exactly. They spit us out, and they're like, oh, we got 5 more movies for you.
And I'm like, oh, shoot. Okay.
All right.
Didn't see that one coming.
I'll buy it, though. If anybody can do it, Disney can do it.
Yeah. Let's talk about TV news.
Yes. The Loki television show. It has been confirmed by Bob Iger himself, saying that Tom Hiddleston is going to reprise his role as Loki on the Disney app.
Streaming service.
So,
Disney Plus, which we're going to talk about more about tomorrow.
Yeah, so they've referenced a couple shows, but this is the only one that he like straight up named and said the actor, because they have the other shows, but those are all through reporting. But
Falcon and Winter Soldier,
and then Scarlet Witch and Vision. And I think there's rumors of like Nick Fury show or maybe Hawkeye show. Those are like more rumor.
Well, I heard there's going to be a Hawkeye show, but it's not going to be with
Clint Barton.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner. Yeah.
Drug dealer.
It's going to be the other Hawkeye.
Louise drug dealer.
The girl, whatever.
Who they speculate is that one girl.
Yeah, the one who was added to the cast late. A mystery role.
Because Ronan is going to be in this movie.
Yeah. But not Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah, that's the most confusing thing in the world. Let's just name everyone similar to.
Well, they
got to
put two Ronins.
Right after Ronin is in Captain Marvel.
Exactly. So you got to put
two
Ronins.
They're bringing Ronin back. I mean, which is confusing enough.
We're getting two Captain Marvels next year.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. Captain Marvel's set in 1995.
Oh, did we know the year?
Yeah.
Oh, because the Rock the Vote thing.
Yeah, Tupac is still alive.
Yeah.
I wonder if they play that
I heard some speculation about because of that year something was going on. I thought it was 92.
No.
Oh, it was 95?
Yeah, 92. Okay. Rock the Vote didn't exist.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I read
played yourself with that one.
Yeah. I don't know when Rock the Vote existed. Well, I was 5 years old, apparently.
Did you hear about... Well, Rock the Vote still exists. That's how I read the first time. I read
Yeah, but I don't know when it started.
Yeah.
But I don't remember things. See. 5 years old.
But, yeah, they like photoshopped this phone number into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that phone number used to be owned by ABC, but is now owned by a sex phone operator.
Wow. Who photoshopped a number?
Like Marvel.
Why? What?
They thought it was
as an homage to like the past, Disney past?
I don't know.
Or someone knew it was a sex line. They're like, I know this weird fact.
Oh, wait, no. Rock the Vote. You're right. 90 started in 90. Was found in 1990.
90, see, I thought it was like 92, and then it would connect to a bunch of other Marvel stuff. But where does it say? I don't remember reading the year.
I read 1995. Yep.
Oh, it did say 95.
Carol Danvers will be descending from the sky in 1995, according to Disney's Japanese website.
Oh, okay. So,
well, what do they
different
know?
Different source, not that picture. That picture had nothing to do with it then. Yeah, but what does that Japanese website know?
Probably a lot, because it's Disney's Japanese website.
I wonder if they'll give us a year in the movie, though. Well, it's obviously set somewhat between even more time periods, because they'll at least show those tiny flashbacks when she's a kid for a second.
That's the same year that Natasha Romanoff officially becomes Black Widow by joining Russia's cover espionage facility.
95?
Yeah. Matt Murdock's father is assassinated. Bruce Banner and Betty Ross begin dating as undergraduate students at Harvard.
Man, Bruce Banner's old.
Yeah. He is, but he isn't. 95 in college?
Well, that means he becomes Hulk when he's like 10 years after that. So that means he's like 32.
Oh, my God. I don't see 1995. Oh, yeah, it says 1995. In English.
There you go.
Right there. So.
All right, if we trust the Japanese website, which they're spoiler extraordinaires. They do the Hawkeye farm.
I like their logo though for Captain Marvel. I think we should just adopt it, even though it's
I like most like international posters and international stuff.
Look at that logo; it looks so cool.
That is pretty cool.
I just want it on my desktop.
But like you know, when they do those like international, I think I saw one. I saw like a Fantastic Beasts Chinese.
Oh, that Chinese poster!
I'm like,
sick.
Ooh, I like.
Do you
this.
See the Venom Chinese poster?
No. Oh, yeah, I did really see it with the little cartoon.
It's like smoky. No, it's like smoky.
Oh, okay. Have you seen it? There's a little cartoon. There's like ads, I guess. There were like Venom ads that were, it was like a cartoon Venom. It was kind of funny. But Venom's doing big in China.
In China.
It's going to do better than Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, is it this one?
It's also a couple years later. I feel like China's box office goes up every year. Yeah, that's what I was. So weird.
Oh, weird. It's like Venom's your friend. The one I saw was...
Yeah. You predict the Venom.
Let's see what Chinese Venom pulls up. Oh, it's this one is the one I saw.
Oh, that's cool, too. That's a sick poster.
Would it make the movie better, though?
Oh, if that was... Yeah. That was just the movie?
Do you think the movie in Chinese makes the movie better?
Probably. I mean, because you're not... I mean, you're honestly there to see, like, like, you don't really need words.
That's true.
It's kind of like...
I was watching this
I think
video.
That's why it works internationally, because you're like, oh, Venom looks cool. I think that's why Venom works here, actually, too. You're like, Venom looks cool.
Yeah, that's
like, I really like the look of Venom. And I like Tom Hardy, so you combine those two things. That must be why this movie did well. That's the only way I can rationalize it.
I was watching this thing on YouTube. This YouTube channel is called Defunctland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the scariest ride in Disney. Scariest Disney ride.
Where is it?
It was in Disney.
Or where it's gone?
It's gone. Because Defunctland only covers Rise of the Gone.
Yeah.
And it was in Tokyo, Disneyland. And they said one of the troubles they had with it is they're very courteous in their language when it comes to service, but like they had to like make it like they're a character. It was like weird, like they struggled with that. And it was this ride in Cinderella's castle where you would go and it's like premised, they don't tell you this, but it's like premised as like, oh, you're gonna go get a tour of the castle, and then like as soon as you enter the
turn,
castle,
it takes like a turn. Oh geez.
It's a villain tour and you have to like,
yeah,
and it's like super crazy.
But you like don't really know that going in to the ride, or is it like,
though it seems like they don't tell you.
Yeah, like only if you've done
it
before.
That ride closed in 2016, I don't know, it closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reopened it, and it's like literally what it would have been if it was weird, like
if you went on through the
60s. Yeah, it's like Pleasant.
Wow. That'd be cool if they had both those rides in one. And like,
I always wish.
And like 9 out of 10, like most of the time, you go on the normal ride. But every like 10th time or every 100th time or whatever number you want to do, it takes you down a different
kind
path.
Kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Uh-huh. Like, is that ride right, like well, that?
No, it's like they have different options.
You change, yeah.
It's a different changing ride. So like,
yeah.
Like I always wondered that with Jurassic Park, the ride, which is now closed.
Yeah.
So I guess they can do a Defunct Land episode about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, because, like, you're on this ride, and then, quote-unquote, the ride malfunctions.
Yeah.
And it you go on what is the actual Jurassic Park ride, but I was like, what if?
Yeah, what if it didn't malfunction?
It didn't malfunction.
And you just went the normal course.
And it's just, like, a scenic ride through dinosaurs.
Yeah, I would kind of like that.
Yeah.
Every so often. It's a lot to put ask of something, but
yeah, it's a lot to ask for a ride really that costs cool. more than the movie to make.
Yeah,
but
it's worth it, right? I mean,
I think
for everyone's enjoyment, I think.
Yeah, like it's meta.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, Star Wars news. Oh, we both screwed up.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian, but they don't know that.
Television news.
Yeah, Star Wars TV news. The Mandalorian, Industrial Light and Magic, started a TV department to work on the show. It's called, I think it's just called Industrial Light and Magic Television.
Makes sense. They're going to be doing a lot more shows now.
Yeah.
That are live action. So this is their first one, so makes sense to have a whole department for it.
Exactly. And Carl Weathers has been cast.
Sweet.
Like which is weird because I was confused. Carl Weathers and Billy Dee Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Now it only gets more confusing. Because I'm like, which is the dude who was in Star Wars? And now people can say both.
They're like, they're both in Star Wars. Like,
yeah.
One in 2018, one in the 70s, you know? Or 80s.
Yeah, but that's not right either because it...
One, yeah, because one's...
Because one's supposed to come back, apparently. Rumored.
Yeah, because they're both
going to... Well, it's not rumored. It's fact.
They're going both going to be in 2019 in the Star Wars property. Yeah. So it's going to be even more confusing. And they're
and
probably...
Donald Glover. You throw Donald Glover in the mix.
Oh, that just throws everything off, too.
It's crazy.
And they're going to be released around the same time because the Disney streaming service comes out end of the year. That's when Star Wars comes out. Yeah. So,
I mean, we assume that Mandalorian
is I assume that's launched. A launch. That's the one they...
You assume it is? Or I assume it's not.
I assume it's got to be because it's the one they talk about so much.
That's true.
Like what? What's the... I mean, there's movies they're making, I think, for it.
Yeah, a ton of them. We're going to talk about that a lot.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
But as far as TV show, like this is the one I keep hearing about the most of. I mean, we don't know much.
I
but
don't
it's,
think so. I think once you,
what do you think's launching?
Once we
it,
talk
though,
about
TV
tomorrow,
wise,
this.
Oh yeah, but yeah, that's happening. I don't know. I think they might just go gangbusters and be like, "Oh, you get this." Nah, this they probably one, won't do the Loki show though.
It's probably going to be a long show.
But maybe they will do the Loki show. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe this one?
I feel like it's too soon to do the Loki show because they don't have enough time.
There's like an Imagineering show coming out for it. Yeah. Probably that one.
Well, we'll find out when we find out.
Yeah. They should just do streams of the park.
Yeah. They should do stuff like that.
Like,
still like oddball.
Just like live stream. I want to see a camera. That's.
They have to have those online somewhere, right? No?
Not
well, I guess
in
they're
the
so,
park.
They're so protective. Yeah.
There's.
Downtown
hotels,
Disney, maybe?
There's hotels nearby that have Disney cams.
Okay.
Like Red Roof Inn and stuff. I think they have a camera on their roof that you can use. And you can look at it. Let's see what it looks like.
What's happening right Disneyland now?
DisneyLiveCams.com sounds like where I need to go.
That sounds like exactly what you're looking for.
Disneyland webcam. Oh, we're not going to be able to see anything right now.
Because why?
Oh, there you go.
Sure we can.
I wonder where this is.
Disneyland.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Isn't this Disneyland?
See, like, this is far
Oh,
away.
That's not live. Here.
When I'm
oh, going you're going back. Backwards. Oh, it's actually like going, it's not staying on one spot.
This is far away too.
But it's moving around.
Yeah, but they're like zoomed in.
Huh. Weird. What's going on there? Weird.
You're pretty far out. Anyways. Yeah, that's what they should do on their streaming service.
Yeah, I'd watch that. Then we got another bit of Star Wars television news. They just announced that they're making a new show, a new Star Wars show, and it's going to feature Cassian Andor, who was in Rogue One, and Diego Luna's going to reprise his role. So
that's crazy.
We were just talking about him last week.
Yeah, because I thought he was Pedro Pascal,
yeah,
but he's not.
Yeah, I like the part where he shoots that guy, and I hope he just doesn't, he kills more people and just does very questionable things. And they said it's going to be a spy thriller, I believe.
Like Winter Soldier? Question mark?
Kind of, I guess. But it sounds cool to me.
I don't understand how like they can be like, yeah, this is like a GPG streaming service. And you have like the guy who straight up ices a dude.
Yeah. Well, that's what always shocked me about Rogue One was like, this has a harder edge to it than Star Wars normally does. It seems kind of weird to me that they would go that route.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah. Like that's, I mean, that's what they should have. Han Solo should have had a harder edge. Those two. Or, I mean, they were trying to go comedy originally.
Which is crazy.
Which is like, oh, that's an interesting choice. But then they just went more
But his
middle
character
of the road.
Doesn't have a hard edge.
Yeah, you're right.
They like softened him up a lot.
Yeah. It's kind of, Han Solo is like,
that's
like
why
he lives
I view
in a dark,
myself.
Gritty area, but he's very levity.
That's how I view myself.
In a dark, gritty world, but with
but
levity.
But I bring light to
bring
it.
Levity to it.
But I also have my own demons. Anyways, what's new on Netflix today, Mike?
New on Netflix is Green Room.
This is where
Patrick Stewart
is a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
It was supposed to be like a Nazi band or something?
No, it's just a regular band, and they get...
They play a Nazi show.
They play a Nazi show.
And they don't realize it?
And they don't realize it. And then they get stuck in the green room and then shit goes down. And they're like stuck in there and they're trying to kill him. Pretty
crazy. Like, that guy's Jewish.
Get that guy.
And they're like, hi,
crazy.
We're Mazel Tov. Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jewish band name.
They were ahead of their time too. Nazis are big right now.
Yeah.
and way
Patrick
after
Jewish
their time.
Huge.
I feel like maybe Nazis have always been big, and I've just been very ignorant to the world.
No, I think Nazis are pretty big right now.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Super in vogue.
Yeah, not good.
To be a Nazi.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Come back tomorrow.
I don't like this new world.
Yeah, I don't like the new world because we're going to talk about something else tomorrow. It's very disappointing. A lot of disappointment tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Come back tomorrow and find out. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.